Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
For any Yankee fans looking for a podcast to listen to, I suggest you check out NYY Sports Talk.
Are you listening?
Tune into the fellas.
Damn.
There's no BS, there's no drama. Just feel like you with the fellas talking baseball.
Welcome back. This is episode 233 of the NYYST podcast. I am your host, Christian, as always, joined by my co-host, Chris.
You!
And...
That's it.
Have we been together, all three, for any recent shows?
Yeah, last show.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's when we did. Okay. Very rare. Very rare that was, nowadays.
We'll peel back the curtain. That was take three on the opening. I don't know why.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I don't know why I'm not getting the music into my headphones.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have someone entering from the waiting room. Let's pull him into the show. Can we admit him from the waiting room? He waits as the third contestant and participant on the episode. But his camera is blank.
Whatever. We'll take this time to say, can you please leave us a 5-star fucking rating and review? I mean, don't you know we're going to ask for it at this point? I'm sweating right now. I'm doing this. I'm sweating my balls off. I'm drinking. I've hit that point now where I'm drinking, and that's it. So, like, what more do you want from me? I'm letting my life go down the fucking gutter, you know?
Yeah, I guess if you don't want to see Chris's life go in the gutter, maybe you should leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and subscribe to the show on YouTube.
Or even if you want it to go in the gutter, like, I'll keep it up. Or you just leave me a 5-star rating and review. You tell us if you want me to either let it go in the gutter, I'll ruin my family, and that'll be it. It'll be over. I'll just keep drinking. And you can watch it unfold in real time.
I mean, yeah, this is one of the best openings we've ever done on this show, where you're just going to tell everybody you're going to become a raging alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's what life has come to now.
All for not getting enough 5-star rating reviews on iTunes.
And for having to still wear a fucking mask, I'll be honest. Like, that's another reason. Because, like, aren't we following CDC or no? Are we following CDC like the scientists and doctors, or are we following Dr. Phil Murphy?
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil, is that you? You fucking loser. Sorry. I'm out. It's over. It's over now. We talked about we're very suppressed on Twitter. We're very suppressed. Our tweets don't, they don't get enough engagement. Because I think we had to go full woke. I think we do. We try not to. We try to sway in the middle here. You know?
Well, you attacking the masks is definitely not going to lend itself to.
I'm not attacking the mask, though.
You just did, though.
No, I'm pro CDC. I'm pro scientist and doctor.
Yeah, but you got to be pro. You live in New Jersey, so you have to be pro and that guy Rye.
What up?
Wow, you really came in at the perfect time. The show was already
off the rails, man. I was fucking ripping Dr. Phil Murphy.
Yeah, I heard. I was listening. I just couldn't start my video. But
you look cute, and you're a little late, but it's okay because it's like fashionably late.
I was watching a movie.
So,
anything good?
Back to the Future Part 2.
No, I asked you if anything good. You should have answered. Should have been no.
Yeah, right, dude. Those were like some of the
best. Is Part 2 good?
Ever.
Hell yeah, I'll put it to you this way.
I'm so sweaty.
Part 1 was so bad, I didn't even bother watching Part 2.
Part 1?
You don't like Back to the Future?
Are you fucking out of your mind, man? Marty McFly, pre-fucking Parkinson's or whatever?
Oh, that's
fucking solid.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You loved it so much that you watched all of them, Chris. That's why you had to ask.
I watched the first one. I don't really remember it that much. I just remember that I thought it was good.
Mm. Okay. Hold on.
We need to get into Yankee shit right away.
You guys still haven't talked the Yankees?
No. No. I'm off the rails. I'm a little drunk.
Chris, I would have if they won today. Oh, you're a little buzzed?
Yeah, Ryan. Because you want to know why? Because I'm fucking disgusted.
Ryan, are you drunk?
Nah.
Do you want to get drunk? I mean, you want to join your brother in drunkenness?
No, not really.
I mean, you know, Chris has got to come on the show, you know, drunk and stupid. So anybody that wanted to listen to the show is probably like, oh, I'll check these guys
That's
out.
That's why they called it a drunken stupor.
Stupor.
Someone was so drunk, they're like, is it stupor or stupid?
So anybody that's still listening to the show, hopefully that you know that we've launched our Patreon page. There's three episodes of Mike's On Late where Ryan is just, he's in a fever dream, basically.
Which sounds a lot like Fever Pitch, which was a great movie. Okay. You should check it out.
That just goes to show that you're not a Yankee fan. Okay.
Today I'm not. Speaking of the Patreon page, we have a new patron. Rob Skeen. A lot of fucking whacked out names. Skeen. It could be Skene. You go Skene or Skeen or Skeeny.
I got to get a list of these names.
I'm going to go Rob Skene. I know Rob Skene.
We should set up like a call-in number for them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So basically what we're going to ask is if you become a patron of the show and you subscribe on Patreon, that you email us with the proper pronunciation of your name so Chris doesn't act like an asshole on the show.
And I like doing it my own way.
So we're up to a big whopping number here. I won't disclose it because it's our business and not yours.
It's on the page, so.
Yeah, so.
Go to patreon.com/myyst if you want to know.
So basically, before we get into anything here, you know, we've been very transparent and open about the future of the show. And on opening day, we made the announcement that this was probably going to be it. We were going to wrap up with the 2021 season, but we were going to do everything in our power to keep it going. And that included more shows, Patreon, merch, everything. And I think we've done a solid job thus far. I've started on Patreon myself. I did a couple shows there this week. So there's, you know, we're going to keep adding content there. They're not a sponsor, so I don't know why the hell you would bother doing something like that. But basically, this show gets thousands and thousands and thousands of people to listen to it every week. So we're not asking for a lot here. But I'm going to say, well, before we get into the show, we'll say this. I will guarantee you that there will be an NYYST podcast at least through the 2022 season if by the time the last pitch of the Yankee season is thrown, we have 250 patrons.
That's not even a lot.
That's not even a lot considering the viewership of this show.
And if you want to know how many we have, you can go check it out and then you can come back and then you'll know why I'm drinking.
I got a little...
All right, again, I mean, you can show the back of the bottle, so we don't give people free publicity because no one gives us any, so okay. why give anybody else
this
any?
This episode is brought to you by Lager there. That's, we're not going to say. Okay.
It rhymes right, with so bling bling.
So we talked about it. We decided that 250 was a number that we could live with to carry the show on through 2020. So if we get 250 patrons by the time this season is over, which again, based on the amount of people that listen to the show, it should not be an impossible task. We'll guarantee you that we'll at least carry the show on through 2022. So that's Deal. The announcement that we've decided to make. Again, you know, hey, if you feel like we're putting the future of the show on your feet,
because we fucking are.
Because we are. I mean, if we appreciate everybody's loyal support of the show, but I think you know, after- yeah.
Your mic went out.
Oh, he froze.
Talk to me again.
Mr. Freeze.
Nope, your mic's out.
Hello.
Now I can hear you. Mm-hmm. Now I can hear you.
So after 5 years of the show, as much as we appreciate everybody's loyal support and we're doing this for you, we just need that little bit extra. And again, I understand that some people might be in hard financial times, but you know, we're just asking
for a little skag money. That's all.
No, we're not going to do fucking drugs, you idiot. Is that what you're doing with the money we're making?
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's great. No.
I ripped the labels off for you, Christian.
But like we said, man, like we know some people have, their own PayPal where you can donate. We don't want free money. We're asking you to subscribe to our Patreon page.
And if you haven't listened to Mike's on late, you're out of your fucking mind. That's all I'm going to say. So and that's Christian's got these fucking post games coming out. I'm going to have the post game of the post game.
We got to get Buck Showalter on one of those post games.
I'm going to have me watching the post game do a post game of me watching the post game.
You know, Jordan Montgomery today, he didn't have a good game today.
It's pretty good. That's getting better. You got to go a little deeper, I think.
Yeah, it's hard. That's
it's hard because he's a high octave, but a deeper voice.
He goes up like sometimes he goes up like when he gets.
That's pretty good. And you got to go slower too.
I'll lock him a lot. He's a good pitcher.
It's good. It's getting good. You know, that's a good buck.
When he changes speeds like that, I mean this team come October.
He's good. You know what you should do? He's got a little Bill Clinton in him. You go, okay. I do not have sex with that woman.
That is what I do, though. I think of other types of scent. Like
so he's got a little Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that is. It's like a little Bill Clinton, a little Dr. Phil.
And a little like George.
Yeah, that is, dude. It is a little Bill Clinton. I like him a lot. He's a good person.
I did not have sex.
I did not have sex with Jordan Montgomery. But if I did, I'd locked it.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Why are you both Chris Jr.?
Because Christian's still logged into my thing.
All right, so we probably just lost like so many subscriptions right there.
So many.
No, it's not. Who cares?
I'll tie my shirt up. Do you want me to tie my shirt up?
Yeah, I do want you.
Yeah, that's what we need.
And we're Daisy Dukes.
Oh man, bunching. All right, come on, let's get into the thick of things here.
Can you go to Yankee Stadium next week wearing Daisy Dukes with a tied up, cut off shirt?
As long as you're vaccinated.
All right, so let's get into the show here. the Yankees, you know, every Sunday night we come on here and we want to feel good about the week the Yankees had, but it's just like they're like, no. So today, with a chance to sweep the Orioles, and 20 minutes into the game, you're like, oh wow, you know, like we could take this one off here and just, you know, kind of relax on a Sunday. You know, Jordan Montgomery had other ideas where he allowed two runs in the first inning, and then by the time the third inning was over, the game was tied. The Yankees' bats fell asleep, and the Orioles, of all teams, came up with a lot of clutch hitting, and they won the finale here. The Yankees finished at 4-2 week, which, you know, you're happy about, but when
I'm not.
When you had a chance to sweep both series and you didn't, it's kind of a letdown. So
can I ask a question?
No, I don't want you to ask anything. I think
during the game, didn't you hear Michael Kay say something that they're 1-6?
Yeah,
they are.
Okay, it's true. Did that count today? Like, was he assuming they lost at that point?
I believe they're 1. Yeah, I think they're 1-6. I think I counted all of them.
All right, can we go through them real quick without looking it up? You had the Astros, the Rays.
No. You got to go back to
the book. I know that. The Astros, the Rays.
Why don't you do it chronologically?
Because I don't like to do that. I don't like to do that. Cleveland.
What is this, though? What is this? What are we
doing? Having a chance to sweep.
They're 1-6 in games that they had a chance to sweep.
So obviously the Tigers was the one.
So they've then played. They played in 7 series where they've had a chance to sweep.
Yeah, but one of them is a bullshit series.
It was Cleveland.
No, it was. One of them.
Oh, it was a 2-game series.
It was a 2-game series against Atlanta. Yeah.
So what? Let's count it.
Okay, no, that counts. That's a series, though.
It's horseshit, though.
I agree. I want to know the 2 games. So they're 1-5.
I wouldn't really count the Atlanta series.
No, neither would I.
It's just in there to fuel the narrative.
Right. Yeah. Of course. That's how the world works. Especially Michael Kay's world loves to fuel narratives.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
So the Detroit series obviously is the one sweep.
Okay.
Then you have the Rays, the Astros, today, the Orioles, the Indians, right? And one other.
And the first Baltimore series at the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. At the Yankee Stadium?
At the Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
They should call it that.
That's fucking terrible. Man, imagine they were just 3-3. Imagine.
Yeah.
They'd be what? 7 games over 500 right now?
Imagine.
So.
Imagine. I just don't want people. I just don't get people that want to argue with me. Like, well, I'll take 2 out of 3 anytime.
Yeah, of course.
So would I. But dude, when you know 3 of the Yankees' last 4 losses have been in games that they had a chance to sweep.
Okay, and here's the problem, right? It's not even like you go into this game, you go into the series saying, "Give me the series, 2 out of 3." Then you win the first 2, and you're like, "Okay, give me the sweep," right?
And Baltimore scratches John Means.
Right. So hold on. So you go into this game saying, give me the sweep, right? If the Orioles come out and kill you, then you're just like, fine, you know what, fuck it. I want to stay positive
here. What happened in Tampa.
Right. You want to stay positive, so it's like, all right, whatever. They took the series. I would have loved the sweep. But on top of all that, the Yankees get off to a 4-0 start in the first fucking inning.
Right.
In the first inning.
So, all 3 games of the series, they scored 3 or more runs in the first inning.
Right? Like, that's crazy.
Gotta win that.
You can't be up 4-0 and then lose that game.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think they scored 3 in the first on Friday night.
No, they definitely didn't because they only scored 5 runs total.
And Urshela hit a 3-run home run.
And he hit a 3-run homer.
That game, actually,
you want to talk about a lucky fucking win? That's a lucky win.
I don't know why I said that.
The offense looked fucking atrocious. Atrocious.
Well, 2 out of 3.
So, I mean, today was probably, in my opinion, the worst loss of the season.
They scored runs in the first inning in all 3 games, which is a minor miracle in itself that they came into the series.
That's totally what I meant.
I believe either last or tied for last in first inning runs, and then they put up 7 first inning runs in this series.
Do you want to know what I love? We go all April trying to talk people off a ledge, right? Calm the fuck down. It's 1 month in the season. This team's back at 500. Calm the fuck down. It's a long year. They'll be fine. Everyone tells us we're assholes. Right? Now we're actually frustrated over something that you should be fucking really frustrated over. And everyone's like, you guys need to calm down. This team is fucking 5 games over 500 and they look good. Like, that's what people are doing now. Now we're the assholes.
They're 4 games over 500.
Whatever.
No, it's not whatever.
It is.
When I recorded after they lost on Thursday, because last time they were in Baltimore, I said I wanted 40 runs out of this team in 4 games, right? And they gave us 2, 7, 14. They gave us 17 runs in those 4 games. So I said, I'm not going to shoot that high in this 3-game series. I asked for 20 runs. In the 3 games, and they gave us 19.
That's still not good.
I mean, if they scored a 20th run anywhere across the board, it still wouldn't have made a difference. But I mean, you know, I can't get on board with Jordan Montgomery's performance today.
Let me tell you something. It was atrocious. atrocious. Yeah, I said this after the game, and I mean it. I fucking mean it. Verbatim. Okay? Would it be irrational? 100%. Does he necessarily deserve it? Absolutely not. But if Jordan Montgomery was released by this team at the end of that game, I'd be like, okay, I get it. No. Irrational? Absolutely. Does he deserve it? Absolutely not. Would I have been okay with it? 100%. Because that was a fucking embarrassment. That was an embarrassment. No, no, no. It's because he's really not that fucking good, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a fucking embarrassment. That was a fucking embarrassment. You don't lose to the Orioles after your team had really got off to the one of the worst starts in franchise history, right? You're up 2-0 in this series. Your team gives you 4 fucking runs before you even throw a warm-up pitch, and you give it right back? No, fuck you. You're dead to me.
Dead.
Okay? I don't think that's irrational.
No, I think it is irrational.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I mean, seriously, like, he's dead to you? Like,
his worst.
Because you want to know what? You guys are fucking all Jordan Montgomery apologists. He's a fucking loser. He throws, what, 89 miles an hour? What, he had one good game in the postseason? He had one good game in the postseason. Kudos, okay? But you just got embarrassed by the Orioles. So you know what? You're dead to me.
Doesn't mean you just release a left.
Yeah, I mean, you're just
no. I said that would be irrational. I said that would be irrational.
That's what I thought.
No, I mean, you're just being an asshole.
I'm not being irrational because fuck you, Jordan Montgomery.
As a Yankee,
ever by far of anything. Yeah. Even from through Little League,
You want to release Jordan Montgomery?
I would right now.
He should go on timeout for what he did today, and sent to his room without fucking dessert. Yankees should make him think about it. But are you going to release him? Okay.
I would.
You're smart, Chris. Yeah.
No, I said thank I God would. You want to know something? You want me to pull out the ultimate if George were alive? If George were alive, his ass would be gone.
No, yeah.
Gone.
Seriously, yeah, right.
Gone. Okay.
Why don't you sit this one out and let Ryan and I handle the rest of the show?
Okay? You don't want me to have another beer?
I don't want you to have another word come out of your mouth.
Why is that so bad that I have to say something like that?
What?
I said it right after the game, and I'm saying it hours after the game, and I still mean it.
He's dead to you.
He is dead to me.
Dead. He had a terrible performance today.
No. They're not a performance. It wasn't terrible performance. Okay? It was a fucking embarrassment. It was an embarrassment. A Major League Baseball player does not have a game like Jordan Montgomery had today. Okay. I'm sorry. You didn't even give your manager time to fucking have someone else warming. That's how bad you were.
Yeah, but you're completely over the top in the way you're handling this right now.
I'm not saying I would have released him.
No,
I'm saying if the Yankees made the irrational move.
Really bad start, and we actually were going to release him.
I'm just saying if the Yankees made the irrational move. Irrational
See, but,
move
but,
you know, to release
here's,
him.
Here's what my
here's what I would have
right
said.
Now.
Here's what I would have said. Huh? Is that irrational? Yeah. Do I really care? No. Fuck him. He's dead to me. That's how I would have handled it.
So you spent the last 5 years attacking everybody. That's a DFA this guy. Fire.
But
this
see,
guy,
I'm not an advocate for it. I'm not an advocate for it.
No, but see here, you're pushing it that if they would have let him go after a bad start, no.
Here's my thing.
I'm not some
fucking release Jordan Montgomery activist here. I'm not going on social media saying they need to release him. Fucking whatever. I openly said it would have been extremely irrational for them to do it. All I'm saying is, after today, I would have been like, he seemed like a nice guy. And I would have just let him go. And that's it. What movie?
I know. Wait.
This guy's trying to ruin your this guy's trying to ruin everything your father built. And you're just sitting here going, he seemed like a nice guy. Come on, man. I only quote one movie ever.
Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about highly overrated.
I wonder if she dates one of the Yankees.
Yeah, that's two bad takes today, Christian. Back to the Future Part 2, and now you're saying
To the Future sucks. It does.
If you're saying Tommy Boy sucks, I'll end this fucking podcast. Fuck the patrons. We don't need 250. I'm done now.
End it.
You're out of your fucking mind if you don't think Tommy Boy is one of the best movies ever made. Don't run away from your yelling.
I definitely don't think it's one of the best movies ever made. Not even in the discussion.
Chris Farley's my idol.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Let's get the show back on the rails.
No, it's not going on the rails today.
So Jordan Montgomery gone, released. We're in a post-Montgomery world.
No.
All right, in all seriousness, let me hone it in. Montgomery was awful. And if the Yankees released him, I would have been fine with it. But obviously, he deserves more than that. From me and from all other fans, he has been much better. But today was an embarrassment. And and you know what? I hope his parents called him and told him. I do.
I think they did. Hey, Jordan, it's your dad.
You were fucking embarrassment to the...
You know, you started to turn a corner. You were looking good, but today was embarrassing.
See, the problem is that I can't even come on here and rip Jordan Montgomery because you say something so fucking stupid.
I know that I make you defend him. So are you frustrated with Montgomery? Do you feel like he's finally starting to turn a corner and then he has this fucking...
I think he is what he is. He's a back end of the rotation starter. That
is that Tyone too? Tyone?
Huh? Well, I also think that Jordan Montgomery, I mean, if you're going to lose the game today, you know, lose it later in the game. Don't go in there and fucking
before you can blink in
3 innings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, awful. I mean, any way you look at this outing, it was just truly awful. Awful.
I mean, you get the first two outs of the inning, and then you walk the third place hitter, who, you know, Trey Mancini is a great player, but you know you're asking for trouble when you do shit like that.
It was two nice quick outs too.
It was just
right. It was.
You got to be better than that in that situation. And I'm not saying that he needs to go out there and spin a gem today, but I mean, Jesus, when your offense puts up 4 runs in the first inning and then you give 2 right back and then, you know, Judge hits a home run and then you give it all back and then you're out of the game after 3 innings. That's just a poor performance.
And it was like, what really bothered me was how the Yankees were scoring the runs. And you just wanted to be happy so bad. Like Sanchez coming through, starting to show some life. Judge keeping it going. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't even be happy about those things anymore. Because Jordan Montgomery? Ew. Like, you're the last person who deserves to blow that. Fuck you, man. Be better. This offense, outside of Trey Mancini, I mean, this offense is a joke to lose to. A joke.
Franco. That's how I know you don't pay attention.
Franco's a Yankee killer, man. Going back to his Phillies days, and, you know,
Chris also doesn't know that. He also doesn't know that Cedric Mullins is actually a really good baseball player.
Yeah, whatever. Shouldn't be beating you as a New York Yankee. I'm sorry. There's no excuse to lose that game today.
Well, there isn't. I didn't say there was, but I'm just saying that.
Trey Mullins, Dan Mullins.
For 6 years.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's still a major league team out there. They're trying to win just as much as you are.
That's I thought about that. Trey Mancini got that double to, like, give them the lead, I think. And he, like, got all excited at second base. I'm like, what are you fucking excited for?
I'm
going to
fight somebody on Twitter right now, so I don't. I'm going to, because I'm pissed off
live,
at this guy.
We're doing a live Twitter fight? That's what we start
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, we are.
Let's do live Twitter fights. Put our link out there.
Do a live Twitter fight?
Yeah, give him the link.
I fucking tweet it. I tweeted it. Three of the Yankees' last 4 losses are when they had a chance to sweep and failed. This fucking guy says it's why they're punting games against. It's why.
Can you read?
I can't even read it because he Hello. Used the wrong form of there.
Loser.
Well, it's why they're.
Start the argument there.
It's why their THERE punting games like they did against Tampa is stupid and will bite them in the ass. I said, fans throw around the term punt and you don't even have any context for it. And he says, when you pull 3 or 4 starters in a game for rest, you're conceding the game. Hello, you fucking idiot. They didn't pull 3 or 4 fucking starters in the game. Maybe you missed it that Aaron Hicks is injured. Maybe you missed it that Gleyber Torres is fucking tested positive for COVID.
Dumb.
Where is he pulling his fucking start? Do you want me to read the fucking lineup for that game? Let's read the lineup for the game, Chris.
Do it. Okay. Wrong.
Wrong.
What game is this?
The final game in Tampa that they lost 9-1. That Jameson Taillon got fucking rocked. Taillon. Whatever. I'm not saying his name properly until he pitches a good game. So
yeah, he sucks too. Him and Montgomery just released them both.
I guess you're another one, right? He's going to tweet that the fucking Taillon experiment has failed.
No. I love Taillon, man. He's going to be just fine.
That's all I heard. That's all I heard after that game. Oh, he sucks. Why did Brian Cashman trade for him? But you were all up on his dick after he fucking pitched that good game the previous time, right? Can't fucking stand fans sometimes, bro. Ooh. Now this guy's got me fucking heated. Here, okay, LeMayu second base. Is that a punt spot?
Nope.
Okay, Stanton DH. Is that a punt spot?
Nope.
All right, Judge in right field. Is that a punt spot?
At that time, maybe. No.
All right, Urshela, cleanup at short. Is that a punt spot?
No, he's actually pretty good over
there. Because they didn't... Now, mind you, they didn't have Gleyber Torres available to them, right? They didn't have Gleyber available to them?
Correct.
Okay, correct. So Gary Sanchez catching. Is that a punt spot? Go ahead.
No, considering he's really turning it up.
Okay. Now, Ford, you want to say Ford's a punt spot? Punt. But guess what? Okay. But Voight, when I tell you that the Yankees are not going to play Voight every day while he's working his way back from a knee injury, is that a punt spot now?
Nope.
Okay. Clint Frazier in left field, is that a punt spot?
Last I checked, no.
Okay. Punt. Okay. Now, Andujar's playing third base because they don't have Gleyber Torres available to them. Is that a punt spot?
No.
Punt. All right. Brett Gardner's in center field because they don't have Aaron Hicks available to them. Is that a punt spot?
Wrong.
So tell me where the Yankees punted this game. Tell me where they punted the game.
It's pronounced Gina.
It's pronounced punt.
It's a joke, man.
Every time the Yankees lose a game, their fans, oh, they punted it. They punted it. Well, the Yankees flat out told you that Luke Voigt's not playing every game because they want to make sure that he's back and got his legs under him before he starts playing every day. So he played the first two games of that series. So now you're going to tell me that he's not going to play the third game. Okay, fine. I don't care. They don't have Gleyber. Huh?
I do, kind of.
I don't, but it doesn't bother me. It does when they do shit like that, it doesn't bother me to the point where I'm going to be like, oh, they punted the game today.
No, because you just expect it at this point.
Okay. When you also going to tell me that Aaron Hicks is hurt, what's new there? And Gleyber Torres has got COVID again, which again. I don't even want to get.
It's called a breakthrough.
No, they called Gleyber's the breakthrough.
It's not a breakthrough case.
Not the other eight people that tested positive. Yeah. His was the breakthrough case.
Did any of them have symptoms? No.
I believe Matt Blake is dealing with minor symptoms, and he's apparently the only one dealing with symptoms at the moment.
Then he must not have gotten vaccinated first time.
He did. They're all vaccinated.
I know. Hey.
But anyway, so tell me when the facts are presented to you how the Yankees punted the game.
There's zero evidence of it, Christian. Can we go to today's game and see how they punted today's game?
Did they punt today's game?
Hold on. Let's see. Mm.
Bring up the lineup, Chris. Let's see if they punted today's game.
Okay, let me do it. I want to do it. Ready?
All right, you do it. Okay.
I'll do it. Okay. Okay. It's pronounced Jenna. Okay. All right, ready?
All right, I want to look
DJ at LeMayu, too. Second base. Is that a punt?
That's no punt.
Luke Voigt playing first. Is that a punt?
That's no punt.
Since we don't have Stanton, we're going to give Judgy Boy the half day off at DH. Is that a punt?
No punt, because I don't have, right, like you said, I don't have Giancarlo Stanton.
Urshela, the guy batting almost 300 at third base. Is that a punt?
That's no punt.
Gary Sanchez, the guy's been swinging a much hotter bat and had a nice home run today. Catching, is that a punt?
No.
Clint Frazier playing right field, the guy who went 2-for-4 today and kind of starting to step it up a little bit. Was that a punt?
No.
Made a great play in right field, by the way. Mm-hmm. Because we don't have Stanton, because we're, just trying to piece this together, and we don't have Hicks either. Is Andujar playing left field? Is that a punt?
No.
Okay. Lamar. Am I saying that right? Lamari?
Lamar.
Loser. Let's say that. Definite loser. He's in center field because, again, Hicks has a little pain in his wristy. Is that a punt? Who actually got pinch hit for it at one point? And we had Tyler Wade playing shortstop because do we have a shortstop?
We do not have a shortstop.
Okay, so is that a punt?
No, that's not a punt either.
Okay, maybe pinch hitting for him with a guy who's batting 91.
Oh, 91.
Maybe that's a punt. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I just don't see where... I'm not even trying to why are you making me fucking defend the Yankees right now?
Because I'm tired of this fucking term fans throw. They punted the game. They punted the game. If you look at the lineup and you don't fucking have any context behind it.
Right. Right. If you're just looking, if you're 3 years in the future and you're looking at that lineup going, ugh, what a shitty lineup he threw out there that day. I understand it. But you're living in the now. You understand what's going on. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't pay attention. Okay?
You ripped the label off. Nice.
Yeah, I did that with the last bottle.
Mm-hmm, I know. That's all. It's a callback.
I'm just aggravated now. Now this guy pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, there'll be 100% capacity tomorrow, though.
You know, you want to know what punted the game? Jameson Taillon's performance in that game fucking punted the game.
Ooh, that was a punt.
That was a punt. Fucking another that was a bad performance by him.
Yeah, very bad. What did I say? What did I say? Just stay competitive, right? If you're going to lose one of those games, just stay competitive. You chose to not be competitive on the worst game out of all of them because you had a chance to win it. To sweep the series.
And what's that stat, Christian, with the when they give up more than four runs? Are they 0-10 now or something?
Today was the first game that they lost when they've had a four-run lead or greater in any game this year. And I think I think maybe they won one game in that stat that you were talking about.
Oh, my computer's not working.
Okay, so... I think overall, if you want to look at this series, I think the team did a lot of things good offensively. Right. They're still not there.
All right, so the Yankees are 0-10 when allowing at least five runs. They're the only team that hasn't won a game when allowing five or more.
That's not runs. A good stat, Ryan, because this team should be able to score, you know, win some slugfests. They should be able to.
You thought today was possibly going to be one of them.
They shouldn't have had to win a fucking slugfest today.
No, but when they came back and scored those runs back, you thought the Yankees would punch back.
They've only had 10 games, though, where they've allowed more than four runs. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
40?
Imagine if they just won, like, two or three of those games.
Imagine.
I mean, they've been really good pitching-wise. I mean, outside of the...
They really have.
Their last two losses, they haven't gotten good starting pitching, and it makes sense. If they don't get good starting pitching, they're not winning right now. But, I mean, even Corey Kluber, who didn't have his best stuff in game one of the series, did enough to keep the team in the game.
Yeah, he's looking solid. That slider?
Sliders.
Well, you know what it is? I feel like we're just waiting for one pitcher to step it up underneath Cole, and you started to get it from Kluber. And then he kind of just looks like, the other night, right? And then Taillon starts to look good, and then he's shit.
Yeah. Well, you know who that
you
guy,
know,
guy
you know who the guy is?
It's Domingo Germán.
It's Domingo Germán.
Yep.
It really is. So, dude, like,
Domingo Germán has been that secret piece for the last few years of what they've been missing. And
yeah, where is this team without Domingo Germán right now?
I'll tell you what, man. When they sent him down, that might have been the best
thing. Move.
That they could have done. It's really, if you look at the turning point of their season, it's when he came back and made that start.
Well, you got to give Domingo Germán credit. He might be a piece of shit human being, but the two times over his career where they sent him down and then called him back up, he worked on shit. And a lot of guys don't do that. A lot of guys put their fucking tail between their legs and they fucking walk around and they complain and they whine. And they feel like they don't deserve to be there. Domingo Germán clearly worked on a lot of shit, came back up, and was the pitcher he was in spring training. I mean, he looks really good. And again, you can go back and say, oh, it's the fucking Orioles. And yeah, he's pitched against the Orioles a couple times now. I think he had a start against Detroit. I could be wrong about that. But there's been a few shitty teams there, but who cares? Who cares? Because did Montgomery look good against the shit Orioles? No. Did Tyone look good against... Oh, the Rays are the Rays. But still.
Good job by the Mets, by the way. 7-game winning streak coming into the series against Tampa. They get swept. Good job, Mets.
They don't even let us root for them. Like, we can't even be happy rooting for them.
His two previous starts, though, Herman, was against the Nationals. They're the, I think they had the highest batting average at the time in the National League. He only allowed 2 earned runs. And then against Houston, he allowed 3 earned runs. You'll take that every time from Domingo Germán.
Hell yeah.
Against those kinds of teams.
You know, Herman's been really good since he's come back up. He hasn't had a bad start since he's been back up. So, I mean, you again, like we said, we just got to worry about him as being a pitcher and just hope all that other shit's in the past. Again, you don't condone it. But you were looking for somebody to step up behind Cole, and right now that guy that's been the most consistent in stepping up behind Gerrit Cole has been Domingo Germán. So there you go. Kluber is going to have without – you know, Kluber is going to be a guy that he's going to – if that's his bad outing, what he did against the Orioles on Friday, then that's not too bad.
Yeah, and look, I just want to say this, okay? You go into the standings right now. And you look at the AL East. The Yankees are 1 game out of first place in the loss column. 1. Okay? The AL East is waiting for the New York Yankees to create the separation. Because if the Yankees could have played as piss poor as they did in April. And really, I mean, now they're playing much better, obviously. But they're not clicking still. They're just not all there. They're letting games go by that they need to win. And like we said, great teams don't let that happen. So just imagine Toronto and Boston are just waiting for the Yankees to create that separation because they're only 1 game separated. Who's going to create the separation if it's not those other teams at this point? The New York Yankees, when they start clicking, this team is going to be dominant. But it's these little games that need to start changing now. It's the games today when you have a 4-0 lead against the Orioles in the first inning that you need to start winning. It doesn't matter that you won the series. Once you win the series, fuck it. Who cares? Put that aside. This is a new day now. A new day where you're starting the game 4-0. You cannot let this game go. You can't.
Right.
And, these games are going to add up too. Just like the games in April.
They've already added up.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten.
So, like, it needs to end now.
The job done in some of these games. You know, it's just the same thing that we said about Tyone when they had a chance to sweep Cleveland. They scored 3 runs, and in 4 batters, they're losing.
Yeah. It's not okay.
I mean, it wasn't as bad today, but, I mean, your team gives you 4 runs. Is it so much to ask that you get out of the first inning without allowing a run? Is that so much to ask?
No, it has to happen. When he gave up, what was it? He had 2 outs in the first, and then he gave up a hit to Mancini.
He walked him.
And then he did that, and I was like, okay, it's a walk. It is what it is. He'll get out of it. And then he gave up the 1 run. He gave up the next run. And I'm like, this guy's going to fucking blow this lead. And then the Yankees came back out, and Judge hits the home run, right?
That was in the 3rd inning.
I'm just saying, he makes it 5-2. That was the next scoring event of the game. And he makes it 5-2, and you're like, okay, you know what? They'll separate. They'll win this game. And then he just gives it back. It's like he waits for his offense to score for him to give it back up. You can't have that. I don't care if you're the 5th pitcher in a rotation. You have to be decent. We're not even asking you to be good. You have to be decent. You were miserable today. And those games are okay when you're facing a team that can do damage. You're not facing a team that can do damage. The worst you can be is decent. And you were miserable. That's not okay to me. Every guy is going to have a bad day. And we expect that. But you can't be miserable against an offense that is a joke. Especially after your offense gives you a 4-0 lead.
Right, you're right over there.
Nah, I'm not feeling good, guys.
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, it sucks that they had an opportunity to sweep both these series. It sucks that they didn't do it. But things could be a lot worse. They could not be 4-2 on this road trip. So you just, again, we always harp on it. Just keep stacking series wins, and they've done that. But it would be nice, and it's incredibly frustrating that they're not completing sweeps, especially today. You know, you want to throw out the Tampa game because you got your ass kicked in it. It's easier to deal with that because you got smacked around, and you just let it go. But, you know, again, you don't want to see Jordan Montgomery piss away a 4-0 lead, which is what he did. You just hope he's better next time out, you know, whatever. But again, now we're at the point in the season where it seems like, you know, it's not all rise all the time. It's all injured all the time because now we're missing our starting shortstop with the COVID outbreak.
Stupid.
Okay.
Vaccinated, so who cares, but keep going.
I mean, again, if he tested positive, I don't know what the recourse is to if you can let him
shouldn't
play.
Shouldn't be tested. He's vaccinated.
Okay. So, again, this is how shit happens then, I guess, if you don't test these guys.
Okay.
Not everybody is vaccinated. Okay. You know that, right?
Okay, but that's their choice.
Okay.
Test the unvaccinated because they're more at risk.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not vaccinated, hey, it's your choice. 100%, right? But if you're not, you're putting yourself at more risk. And if you want to test those guys, keep the protocol. And if they test positive, they should quarantine.
Ready to go.
Okay. But the vaccine is available to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you done?
No,
I'm
done.
Show fucking political.
No, I'm not. Why is this political? It's science.
It's not
science. Political. It's not science.
We know it's not science.
It's science. If you're vaccinated, you have a 1 in a million chance of dying from COVID. 1 in a million. Let me say it again. 1 in a million. You are 2 times more likely to get struck by lightning in your lifetime than you are of dying from COVID if you're vaccinated. That doesn't mean you should get vaccinated if you don't want to, because you might not be at risk from it anyway. But what I'm saying is he was vaccinated. He's had it before. He's fine. Let the guy fucking play.
Okay, nobody cares about any of that. We're talking about something completely different here.
I'm saying we need Glaber. We need him. He's been hot.
The matter is, he's not available to the Yankees right now for one reason or another. He's on the COVID exemption list. He cannot play because he tested positive.
Right.
Now, initially, it was thought that he would be out at least 10 days, but apparently the Yankees can get him back sooner. It just depends on when he tests negative, and I guess they have to test him again, whatever. Sure. Okay.
Right.
Let me handle this part.
I got it. You got it. I'm on. I'm okay. Just listening to your bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
I'm listening to the bullshit that they give you that you give me. Okay.
All right. So how do you think the...
Don't go down that road. No. No, you want to handle this part, you handle it. Don't ask me how they should handle it.
Okay. All right, so now we're dealing with that. Okay, so you want to call it an injury, but I mean,
okay, injured. You know, he's injured.
It's when
his
these guys
brain's
are starting,
injured.
Your brain is injured. It's when these guys are starting to pile up now, not being able to play for the Yankees. Now you're dealing with Aaron Hicks' torn sheath tendon or tendon sheath or whatever the hell it is.
Hold on, I just read wrist sprain.
It's not a wrist sprain.
That's what I read.
He's got.
When did you read that?
The same injury Mark DeChera
today.
Back in,
I read it
no,
today.
You didn't.
Yeah, it came up on the screen. Sprained wrist.
It's not a sprained wrist. The Yankees haven't called it a sprained wrist in like 4 days.
Isn't that a wrestler? Iron Sheik.
Yeah, it is.
That's the same injury.
Yeah, and DeChera actually said he had it happen to him in both wrists. One, he was able to come back. And he said one, he was able to come back. And it really didn't bother him after a couple of days. And then the other one, he said that it took him about 2 years to feel right.
Ryan has a torn sheath. okay.
Girardi was Girardi fought one of his players on the bench today, by the way. I just saw that come up.
Did he touch him? Did he put his fucking hand on his throat?
He did that once before, didn't he? I mean, with an umpire.
He did. He choked one of his players in fucking Florida.
Girardi has anger issues.
He does, dude.
I kind of like it, though.
Yes.
Did he ever beat anybody with the Yankees?
Probably. Behind closed doors. That's what fans think. They think Aaron Boone pats him on the back and says, "You're okay." But Girardi used to beat him with a bat.
Face in Boston, and he pointed right in his face, and he like got right in his fucking nose.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, back to Aaron Hicks here. I mean, nobody's really surprised.
And no one feels bad for him. He's such a loser. I'm so fucking sick of him.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to like this guy?
No, I mean, we're not. But anyway, the Yankees were like, "Oh, we're gonna get." They were like, "We're gonna give him medicine and see what happens." And I'm like, "Come on, just put him on the fucking IL already."
Seriously,
which they did.
He's a bum.
Who the hell knows what's gonna happen to him? I mean, are you expecting anything other than him having to have the surgery, which would basically end this season?
Can I ask you a question? How many years does he have left?
Five.
Would the Yankees just be like,
"No, they're not gonna get rid of him"?
Could they trade him and eat some of the contract to get something decent for him?
Some or most, and still not get anything back.
Okay. If he has to lose his whole season, is his contract completely worthless? We've defended the contract. We talked about this. We've defended it because it was a steal. And he was healthy last year, right? Which was great.
I guess so, was he?
Yeah, he was healthy the whole year. He was one of the only guys. But now, is it a waste? Does it not even matter that the contract was a steal if he's just this bad and can't stay healthy?
I guess.
He's worse than decent.
What do you expect out of him?
He just needed to be decent for this contract to be worth it.
Yeah, he just needed to be average. He needed to be an average major league baseball.
Don't do that. That's why I have the disease in my eye. You know, don't rub your eyes like that.
Shut your mouth.
I'm telling you, you're fucking up the top layer of your cornea, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck your top layer of your cornea.
It's already fucked. Ryan's like a mute. He thinks he's talking, but he's not.
I mean, yeah, all Aaron Hicks had to do was be an average major league baseball player, and he couldn't even accomplish that.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought
fell short. Like by a lot.
I mean, we thought that's what we were getting out of him when he got traded here, and he probably lived up to that at least through the point of the extension. And I know you're going to get the analytics kids out there to be like, "Oh, look at his WOBA and his." I don't care. I watched the guy play enough baseball. I know what I see with my own eyes.
He's not good.
I'm muted for.
I don't know. You're good now.
I was talking.
I mean, what do you want out of Aaron Hicks? A little bit of left-handed pop, draw some walks, and play defense? Has he done any of that?
I think he should just bat righty no matter who's pitching.
But he sucks right-handed.
He's been better this year.
That's the problem. That's a huge problem.
Huge.
And now you're dealing with Giancarlo Stanton with quad tightness. He was scratched right before the game on Friday. And you know what? The Yankees just should have put him on the IL right away.
Because you know it's going to happen. Well, they can.
Retroactive.
Yeah. It's retroactive.
Yeah, but they should have just done it. Like, what are they waiting for? Boone today said.
But what's the point?
Because why not just get somebody up here that can play for you? They've been playing shorthanded.
Doesn't matter. They scored four fucking runs in one inning.
Yeah, it does. Chris, they couldn't win.
Who are they going to call up?
It doesn't matter, Ryan. You get some a body.
When are we going to get Floreal?
I'm asking.
That's what I call him. I don't care how it's pronounced. Not for a while. Floreal.
Brian Cashman said he's not rushing him up here.
not rushing him. It's been like 10 years.
Well, he's 23.
He just got promoted to AAA like 2 days ago.
I know. He's had like four at-bats. But let me tell you something. Yeah. If there's been one guy that we've been, when we started this podcast to now, that has been the talk of the minor leagues every year, whether it be because he's injured or because he's like the next big guy, it's been him. I think before we end the show, we need to see this kid make his debut.
He did already last year, in case you weren't.
No. I mean like his real debut. Like really consider him the starting outfielder for this team.
It'll happen at some point because they're not, because you want to know why it'll happen at some point, because Brian Cashman won't trade for an outfielder out of his ego because he had Mike Tauchman on the team. So he'll just promote Florial, and they're going to need him because Aaron Hicks is going to, I mean, would be shocked. No, it's not even that he's a bum. I'd be stunned if he came back to play this year. I honestly would be.
Yeah.
I want to see him make more than, you know, having a cup of coffee in the major leagues before we're said and done.
But here's back to Stanton. Even today, Boone said, well, I don't know about tomorrow. So now that's 4 days. Now you're halfway through the IL stint. You knew that you weren't going to – I mean, come on. Even if you figured that you could get him back 5 days, 6 days, what's the rest of the IL stint? Mm-hmm. Why risk anything, number one? And why play shorthanded? Mm-hmm. Especially when they backed it up with not having Hicks available. Mm-hmm. You got to play fucking Tyler Wade?
Yeah. Another joke.
I mean, anytime that you have to put Tyler Wade in the starting line because you have no other option, because literally have him in a backup catcher.
How is he batting in the 300s? What does he have, 25 walks?
No, I mean, because he has maybe one at bat every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but how does he have hits?
He had three hits yesterday. One of them should have been an error, but they counted as a
hit. Oh, that first one should have been an error for sure. That's terrible. That's terrible. You guys done?
Yeah.
No.
So, I'm off the rails.
I know. You completely ruined the show with your attitude today.
Oh, my God. Why? Because I'm disgusted?
No, because you're drunk and you came in. Because you did.
Disgusting.
No, because I'm fucking it's a disgrace what happened today. And the fact that more Yankee fans.
You know what, Christian? I agree with Chris. That was an embarrassing loss today.
Okay. Follow me on social media and tell me when I said it wasn't.
Right now. You're contradicting everything you tweeted.
I'm not contradicting everything that I fucking said.
Yeah, you got to tone that like you're an apologist.
I'm not apologizing. I just don't like your attitude today. How about that? That can do right, two things fair. Can be true fair, at the same fair, time.
Fair, what? Fair, be, fair. Why? Be, oh, sorry. I talked bad about your Lord and Savior, Jordan Montgomery. Give me a fucking break.
No, because you come
the
on
kid's
here.
Kid's fucking average. Okay.
Ripping people.
Jordan Montgomery has never been anything more than average.
Yeah, he's the five starter.
Yeah, a fifth starter who can't even fucking hold a 4-0 lead against the joke of a fucking team.
I mean, why don't you go, you're acting like these people today. Why don't you go through my replies when I tweet it that, guys, are we okay with Ryan Lamar wearing Mike Tauchman's number? Why don't you go through the replies and tell me?
Did everyone think you were serious about that?
You know, it's really embarrassing.
You weren't serious about that?
No.
What were they saying?
I mean, just.
Don't we have a Twitter? Don't we have a tweet at it?
How about this one here? At least this guy said not answering cause sarcasm, right?
All right.
How about
that? What's his name?
That was
shout out.
I want to know a shout out of the guy who has half a brain.
One professor, and he spells professor PERFESSER.
I actually that's like how that. You spell it? Per.
One professor.
How about 45 Coltrane? Why would we be? Or why? I don't know. Who cares?
Because Mike Tauchman was. I thought they were going to maybe...
I just want to know how many people thought you were serious. Probably a lot.
That person, so at least one.
I don't know. I don't care.
Don't we have a... Do we have a tweeted it for the show or no?
We have a tweeted it for the show.
Did you fight that guy?
It's embarrassing. It really is because I said to him, name me the 3 or 4 players that the Yankees sat. And he goes, not today.
Yeah. That's when you know you're fighting someone who has a lot of ammo.
You know what?
You know what I would, no, but not today.
You didn't mean the game not today. You just didn't want to deal with it right now.
Yeah.
Not today.
You know what? you know what? Right, but I don't know today. Why you're coming out here fighting me because I'm not in the mood today, sir.
All right, so let's just say this. After Yankees started 5-10, they're now 22-18. They played 40 games, so this is kind of like the quarter mark of the season. Mm-hmm. I know we're a couple weeks ahead of it. Mm-hmm. We usually like to look at where they are at Memorial Day, but we are about a quarter of the way through the season here. Mm-hmm. They're a game out of first place in a loss column. I mean, what are you most concerned about right now?
Hmm. I gotta say, man, easily. Not even close. The offense. Because you take away a few of these games, and if it wasn't for the starting pitching, man, which I'm happy about, so I'm not complaining. But, like, if it wasn't for the starting pitching, look at some of those games that they've played recently. They lose. Mm-hmm. And even when the offense shows up, like today, the starting pitching, they fucking lose because of it. They're winning and losing based on the starting pitching at this point, which is fine. But when you're winning because of it and your team's only putting up like two runs over multiple games, that's not okay. Look at the Rays series. I mean, it's kind of scary. They're lucky they won the games they won.
They have the best pitcher in the world, so they're not lucky.
Oh, he's so good.
Who?
Gerrit Cole.
Can we talk about Gerrit Cole for a minute?
Okay, just hold on. The Rays series, they win 3-1, okay. 1-0, and then they lose 9-1.
Okay.
They got outscored by a lot. Okay. And they won 2 of 3 games.
Okay.
Look at the Nationals series. They win a game 3-2, 4-3, and then they get fucking demolished 11-4.
Okay.
So it's like,
would you rather them lose 1-0?
If their pitching doesn't show up at all, they lose immediately.
But have they been winning?
They have been because of the starting pitching, which is great. But I'm saying, so then what's my concern? Offense, not even close.
But you're making they get an outscored in these series, but they're not losing the series.
No, I'm not saying I'm complaining about it. I'm just making my point as to why it's easily the offense.
Right. I agree with you that this team is still not clicking. Even in this series, you've seen them that they could have easily scored probably about 10 or 15 more runs than they did. I mean, Gio Urshela was the hero Friday night. He comes off the bench, has a great at-bat, hits the 3-run home run. And then, I mean, if it wasn't for Gary Sanchez, I mean, he'd be not the GOAT. He'd be a big GOAT of this series because Saturday night, you know, bases loaded, nobody out, strikes out. Gary comes up. 2-run single
up the middle.
You don't think about it. Again today, bases loaded, nobody out. Gio's up, double play. Again, next batter, Gary Sanchez hits a 2-run bomb. So you're not even thinking. So you don't think about it. And then later in the game, the Yankees. This is before Sessa came in, and the game really got out of hand. The Yankees had 2 on, nobody out with Gio up, double play.
Yeah.
So he had you take it. You love that he hit that big. That big pinch hit home run, but other than that, he had a terrible series. I mean,
yeah.
He came up in a lot of big spots. And I mean, I guess you want to say the biggest spot of the series, he came through, so you'll take it. You don't want to complain too much. But outside of that, I mean, if Gary doesn't come up and pick him up
and
in
do
those
what
spots,
he did,
I mean,
do what he did.
You're really looking at Gio and maybe in a different light.
Gary has looked much better at the plate, much better. Much better. I think they should keep riding it out. Oh, and I see a bunch of people saying, well, they really, you know, Higashioka's getting cold now. They've really exposed him. They've outplayed that hand. Yeah. Who said that first?
We've been saying that they should have never moved Higashioka back from being anything other than Cole's starting catcher. And I mean, it's kind of worked out with Kluber too. So I guess maybe you leave that, but I mean, he's not an everyday player. He's just not.
You just hate seeing him in the lineup. Like when it's Cole and Kluber, fine. You suck it up. But like, I can't see him in the lineup every day.
He's not going to be in the lineup every day because, you know, especially with Herman. Herman's kind of in a groove right now, and I guess you're not going to mess that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, quarter mark of the season, we'll just read a few comments here. Our buddy Joe at Time is Vilmatic says, after losing a winnable game, it's easy to point out the laundry list of things they can improve on, but for me, it's always going to be the defense. There are guys on this team that if the ball gets hit to them, you just hold your breath and hope nothing bad happens. I'll agree in the sense that right now you feel that way with Miguel Andujar playing fucking left field.
Yeah, but I see what he's saying, but like you hold your breath, but for the most part lately, you've been able to excel.
I don't know if you remember. It was in yesterday's game that a competent. I don't know if a run scored off it. It didn't mean anything in the long run, but a ball fell in for a double, and a real left fielder makes the play on that. And when you're watching the route that Miguel Andujar's taken, and then you notice that he took a terrible route on the ball. So, you know what? In the couple of games that he's played at 30, he's looked competent. So I don't know why the Yankees just don't leave him there right now.
He actually has looked much better at third.
So, at T. Claro says, outside of DJ and Gio, they're full of streaky hitters. They're lucky that Stan was red hot, and then Judge got red hot as Stan cooled off. They need to be more consistent. The good news is they can easily catch Boston with a lot of games against them.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that they just, either they're both cold, or one's hot and one's hurt. I mean, they're not even in lineup long enough for them to both get hot.
I mean, they had been throughout the most part this year until this last week. And
But we knew Judge was all fucked up.
He doesn't look fucked up now.
No, he looks pretty good now.
See, it seems like Judge, Stanton, and Voit can never be in the same lineup together, yeah. All three. One of them has to be hurt.
I think Voit will be fine. He looked okay this week.
Yeah, he's just hobbling a little. But we've seen him hobble for like 3 years straight now.
He's intense, man. He was fucking getting pissed off at himself when he started out a little slow.
Yeah, and I mean, that would have been the Yankees' luck. He got hurt immediately after he came back. He got hit by a fucking pitch.
Good. Wrist, yeah. He loves that shit.
And he stared the guy down, and the pitcher's just like, what? I'm just
no pain, no gain.
How about the Jersey guy from upstate New York? He wants to know what player the Yankees will trade at the trade deadline and for whom. I don't think the Yankees are trading anybody.
I don't see them making any moves because they're just trying to get under that luxury tax.
Well, yeah, it's going to be tough if Ellsbury wins his grievance.
Why are they not? If they're not under that threshold, then they'll add someone.
Wait, hold on. Have we talked about this? If Ellsbury wins his battle, which I don't know how that works, they're way over the luxury tax.
Where did you even hear this?
Yeah, you didn't read that?
I have not seen anything about Ellsbury come across my timeline.
I'm not going to open up a can of worms here, but this was a few weeks ago. He's filing a grievance against the Yankees.
Didn't he get his fucking money?
No, about it. Something with insurance. I don't know. And if he wins it, the Yankees go over the luxury tax.
How?
I don't know, man.
I guess it's retroactive.
And yeah. So I don't make the rules. You know? I don't make the rules. I just play by them. You know, are you trying to look this up?
Yeah. This was back in, wait, hold on. I guess this was about a week ago. Somebody.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
This is from Jim Callis, who's I never heard of, but he's verified. And he says, there's no clear timetable on the resolution, but if Ellsbury wins his grievance and collects his $21.1 million salary for 2020, that will put the Yankees far enough over the tax that their MLB draft pick will drop from 20 to 30.
So apologize to me.
I didn't call you a liar. Just I didn't fucking hear about that.
Okay.
All right, we'll read a couple more here. Chris Colon, pitching imploding when given a lead in our bench consisting of hitters that aren't hitting their weight.